Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone, just a few things before we get into today's episode. If you haven't gone and rated and reviewed this podcast, head over now. Go take a few seconds. I always want to hear from you and how I can best serve you guys. Which goes into the last thing before we get into this episode is I want to hear from you. I want to hear about what topics you want me to talk about. Who do you want me to bring on the show? What interests you? And you can just slide into my DMs on Instagram at Lo Wentworth, or you can send me an email, a good old-fashioned email at hello@lowentworth.com, because I really do want to hear from you and what you guys want to hear from, because this podcast, as much as it is selfish about me, learning about other women, using my own voice, it's for you guys. So with that, are you ready? Hey everyone, how's it going? Happy Tuesday. Again, with some singing things, I should probably get my vocal coach sooner than what I've planned out for this year. Yeah, that's one of my goals, guys, is to get a vocal coach. I want to start singing again. And plus, I know it will support me with public speaking and all of that, you know, dictation, talking from the diaphragm, not losing my voice, all good things. But today I want to chat about self-confidence. And I could give you a laundry list of things to build self-confidence, but there's really only one thing that builds self-confidence, just one thing. And no, this has been inspired by different conversations I've been having with friends and other people and listening to podcasts and people asking the question, well, how do you build self-confidence? Like, people look at me and they see a confident young woman. And I can tell you, this young woman on the other end of the microphone you are listening to lacks self-confidence sometimes and struggles with believing in herself and works through it anyway and has her own process and gets to the other side of it. Really interesting. I did third person. There's some ownership things on that, apparently. But that's really what it is. So when people sometimes give me that feedback, which is a great compliment and brings it back to me to be like, oh yeah, I'm good. You know, that mini freak out I was having about not being, oh yeah, How many times have I been able to overcome things, figure things out? Like, I call myself a fixer for a reason. I can always find creative solutions to something, whatever it may be. But I have sat with my own self to be like, well, where did this self-confidence come from and how can I teach it to other people? And I was like, well, there could be a three-step process about doing the scary things that build self-confidence, but then there's also like changing up a habit, like not hitting the snooze button in the morning, that also builds self-confidence. And it's kind of sitting here and being like, well, what's the through line of it all? Because there's something that connects them both. Like, well, you may not see it, but they both do. Like, changing a habit throws your ego into a tantrum like no other, like it does if you're going to cliff dive for the first time. But it's like, what's the through line? And then it hit me, because there was one agreement in the four agreements, so spoiler alert here, that hit home and clicked for me, even in my own self-confidence, lack of self-confidence rather, story that I was having. And I was like, oh, so it's being your word. 100% being your word. And I'm not talking about being your word to other people. That's a byproduct. Yes, it is important to be your word to other people, but that does not build self-confidence. That also can drain you and not fill up your cup and make you feel like you are living your life for someone else. And integrity is important, but the one person you should be your word to and have the highest integrity towards is yourself. Yes, yourself. If you are not your word to yourself, you will not be self-confident or have a strong self-confidence backbone. And it's really starting with the small stuff to build that self-confidence. Even though you're like, but if it's for someone else, I can be confident in the world. I'm like, yes, because you're still seeking validation from the outside world that you're doing the job, that you're getting the star sticker. And that's all okay because I go there too sometimes. Sometimes I want that star sticker. I want someone patting me on the back and saying I did a good job. Now, you could say that's a millennial thing, but it's not actually a millennial thing because everyone wants to know that they're doing well and being seen that they are doing well, that they're getting some pat on the back for doing putting in all the hard work, essentially. And it's not just millennials who figure since they stepped on the field, they should get a ribbon. No, I have issues with that too, guys. Like, I played competitive sports growing up and I would always get trophies because of all the hard work I would put into it. And when I got a participation ribbon, when I'm like, no, why? No, I'm going to keep my first place ribbon. Thank you. Not the participation one. It's just ludicrous, but I digress. But everyone does want to have that pat on the back to feel like they are on the right path, that they are doing well. And so that's putting your happiness into someone else. But for you, you can't be completely happy and self-confident unless you're your word to yourself. So it could be as simple as not hitting the snooze button in the mornings. As soon as you hit that snooze button, your self-confidence goes down. It does. Because you tell yourself that you're going to do the thing and then you let your ego take over. You let the comfort of the moment take over versus what you're really wanting to do. And it's to build that self-confidence. And yes, you can build the self-confidence doing scary things like cliff diving. But a lot of times that self-confidence to even get to the cliff diving is built every day in the habits. So maybe it's brushing your teeth twice a day that you want to do and have it so ingrained that you trust yourself to do it and being your word. Maybe it's, I want to start walking 3 times a week for 30 minutes outside and building that self-confidence. And then you build capacity to try new things like going to a yoga class or a Pilates class. Maybe you decide to start running. I don't know, but you have to start with the small things to build up to the bigger things, especially in the self-confidence world, for it to stick and become a habit. Just like me washing my face, I wash my face religiously in the morning, at night, like religiously. When I was in college and, you know, going out and drinking on the weekends, I knew even if I went blackout drunk, that I still would wash my face. That's how ingrained I have washing my face at night and will always wash my face. It's part of my own ritual. But I wouldn't have had that self-confidence if I wasn't religious about washing my face on times where maybe I wouldn't be making the best decisions at all. Like, I cannot go to bed, I swear to you guys, I cannot go to bed without washing my face. It makes me feel gross and grimy, and it's also gives me a mini heart attack because I did have severe acne growing up and trying to figure out how to heal all of that and what that looks like. So washing my face was a must, otherwise I would break out easily because I wasn't clearing all the bacteria and sweat from the day. But that's how I built self-confidence in other areas. I'm like, okay, if I can wash my face, then what's something else I can add? Oh, brushing my teeth twice a day. Okay, cool. Got that. And so I do those things. And it just becomes habit. I don't even question myself in whether I do them or not anymore. It doesn't cross my mind. And that's what self-confidence is, and being your word to yourself. So I want you to think of a thing, and I'm going to ask it to be something small, something habit building. It could be, like for me right now, it's not hitting the snooze button in the mornings. That is a struggle for me, guys. I bet it's a struggle for you. It's just hard for me to not hit the snooze button. And I have even had it set up that my alarm clock is across the room that is a light, and I can still hit the snooze button. So I want something that's habit forming, that you can trust yourself. And I want you to do it for just a 21-day period and see what happens. Now, don't beat yourself up if you miss a day. Say you do 20 days out of 21 days. That is freaking awesome. I had a coach and mentor once give us the same task, but she told us to focus on the days you actually do it versus the days you don't do it. Because life happens sometimes. I mean, there are some days where you wake up in a reactionary mode instead of being proactive. And there are just different things that can throw you off and will throw you off. And it's more about the comeback rate, which also builds self-confidence. So say, you know, when I would miss a day washing my face, I would be mad at myself. But then I'm like, that's okay. I'll just wash it today. It doesn't matter. Yesterday was done. Or brushing the teeth, or like hitting the snooze button. I'm like, oh, I hit the snooze button today. But I haven't hit the snooze button for 7 days. So that's okay. And it's resetting it and being committed to making that a habit versus, you know, oh, I haven't hit the snooze button for 7 days and today I did. Well, now it's the shit has hit the fan, just like everyone's New Year's resolutions about working out, and they've stopped working out 2 weeks in because they haven't gone about it to what habit needs to be built that supports them in taking a healthy lifestyle back. So whatever it may be, so something small. I mean, if you're wanting a health example, for me, it's not necessarily working out right now I need. It's the habit of eating healthy and meal planning and what fruits, vegetables, food, whatever it may be, works for me and my body versus what I have been doing. And then I'm like, that's the habit I need to hone in, because that will give me energy and will propel me into working out. Like, I have worked out my entire life, but it's really, for me, the food piece is missing for me to have that holistic approach. So there are two ideas: not hitting the snooze button and getting the food on track. You know, me starting a 21-day cleanse, guys. But that's how you build self-confidence at any level. When you start feeling stagnant, then it's just like, how can you switch things up to start building self-confidence and being your own word? That's really what it is. Like, I can't give you anything else on that one. Like, being your word with yourself will build the self-confidence, and it will be a byproduct of being your word to other people and see what comes from that. So my question for you guys, challenge, and I invite you to try, is let me know what that one small habit that you want to conquer to build your self-confidence and build the self-trust with you. It could also be journaling every day for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or doing 3 pages, whatever it may be. But what's the one thing that you're wanting to do for 21 days that you can build that trust and being your word and self-confidence within yourself that will propel you forward? Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.